You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
An enormous line at the Washington Monument gathering since before 3 a.m. and waves of supporters for the president are still arriving now. This is President's Park on the west side of the ellipse where President Trump is expected to speak later tonight. Hearing from these folks, a lot of anticipation for what the president is going to say and a lot of anger as well. And some of that tension boiled over last night. A number of incidents around Washington, D.C., including at Black Lives Matter Plaza, the site of so much violence and drama last summer when social justice protesters encountered law enforcement and things got ugly. They got ugly again last night. It appeared that some irritant was dispersed at one point, pushing lines of police officers, then being pushed back. Remember, at the time, President Trump put out a message of law and order. So far, we've yet to hear that from the president when his own supporters are agitating officers.
January the 6th, 2021. That's a report from CNN filed early this morning. Before sunrise, as crowds were gathering outside and around the U.S. Capitol building, pushing, encouraging legislators to not certify votes where they think they were stolen in various states. And, of course, that's been underway now in the Capitol as some of the states are standing up and saying we cannot certify. So then they have to regroup and go again. It's going to be playing out like that throughout the day. At this point, it does not appear that anything's going to change. It's an exercise, a constitutional legal exercise, but it's not going to change anything from what we see at this point. Outside, the protesters continue to make the noise and do what they can. President Trump just finished addressing them a few minutes ago. We have not been able to get any direct soundbite off of it because we could not take it at the time he was speaking. We'll be watching for some additional, but I can tell you what he did say, and that is basically he will, quote, never give up, never concede, and again vowing to stop the steal, and again was putting pressure on Vice President Pence to, quote, do the right thing and decertify the results of the election. Vice President Pence is residing over this joint session in the Capitol at this time between members of the House and the Senate. He had already indicated there's nothing I can do. We'll go ahead to see what comes up, what various states present. President Trump still insisting states want to correct their votes, which they now know were based on irregularities and fraud. Corrupt process never received legislative approval. Adding in an earlier tweet today, do it, Mike. This is a time for extreme courage. There are a lot of folks that are absolutely dismayed, frustrated, angry. And, of course, there's joy and jubilation on the other side. I know when I was looking at starting today's program, I often do this, but particularly today, praying for some wisdom on what I should impart, how we should go about this. There are so many different parts that are in play right now. We are opening up our phone lines where we normally don't. I'll repeat numbers for you here shortly. And it's up on Larry Connors USA Facebook right now as well. But what are we going to see coming forward? See, that's the critical thing. And, of course, in the midst of it, the Georgia election, the Georgia Senate election, Kelly Loeffler defeated, Warnock elected based on the number now. Perdue is the last Republican senator that would be standing in Georgia, and that race is still apparently so close they cannot call it at this point. And you've got various pundits saying what Republicans have done wrong, not just in Georgia, but across the nation. We got a lot to cover. Let me finish this monologue by pointing out something to you. One of the first contacts I had from a listener this today was based on what happened in Georgia and not likely to see decertification of any of the electoral votes. Question to me is, I guess this is where we turn our U.S. flags upside down. You know that's a sign of distress. I said, no, never. Raise them higher. A lot to cover over the next 2 hours. Phone numbers will be coming up after the break for you, unless you go into Larry Connors USA right now. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
What happened last night is stunning. We flipped a state, and it took a lot of hands to do that. It's the result of giving people their voice, quite frankly. Over the last 10 years, I've worked with many others to register hundreds of thousands of new voters in this state. Those voters, alongside others, stood up last night, and they sent a clear message to Washington that this is the people's democracy. You don't own it. If you have power, it's because we've extended it to you for a period of time. It is a kind of stewardship. It is a sacred trust. And it's one that I take very seriously. And I hope to honor that promise in the work that we will do in the days ahead.
Those are the words of Democrat Reverend Raphael Warnock, who defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler in Georgia for one of the two U.S. Senate runoff races taking place yesterday. As I said, the other race with Perdue is still too tight to call. Some of the things he said at that point, I would agree with that. We want to keep in mind that anyone elected, it's not their government. It's still the people's government. We don't anoint anyone. We don't anoint anyone. But the problem is Warnock and where he's coming from, his side, he's beholden to too many extreme leftists. I have a lot of Democrat friends, and we count each other as friends. We disagree on some things regarding politics. We agree on others. Some of them are true Trump haters. Some cannot understand how I could vote for Trump in the past over Hillary, or this time around against Biden. Those are differences. That makes up our nation. I don't have a problem with that. What we have the problem is if we start trying to change the nation, which is what the liberals will want to do. They have a wish list. I'm going to be going through some of that a little bit later. I mean, it is extensive. But let me give you a quick blush. You like your First Amendment? You like free speech? Well, you know it's already been under attack by all this political correctness. You try to make a speech on a college campus, if it is not in line with the woke generation, you're not likely to get a chance to speak. All about free speech except your speech. Second Amendment, you watch for more gun control laws. Open borders. Open borders. Abolish or defund Border Patrol will come. ICE. Abolish or defund police. Stack the court. Add Puerto Rico. Open alliances with China. Iran. We will never see a Hunter Biden family investigation in full. We will never see a full investigation into Congressman Swalwell and his lover from China, who is taking information, apparently, sending it back to China. We'll never understand the full information on the coup against Trump from day one. We'll never get a full inquiry on election fraud issues. Now, right now, we have a joint session of Congress underway as a vote to certify or not certify electoral votes from various states. There have already been some challenges immediately from Arizona, stating we do not want to certify our votes until we have a chance to investigate. And that's where it's going to go. But at the end of the day, it probably will not change anything. And when Warnock says it was an amazing night for him, he's right. He's right. What was happening in Georgia was built a lot around what we had seen happen going to the presidential election. I said yesterday, maybe in a naive fashion, we'll see what the facts end up showing, that maybe we would have somebody that would be able to speak up and say, hey, what we learned from the general election, we should apply to Georgia. The silver lining there, that we'll be maybe able to make sure that we can actually deal with any fraud, and we'll be watching for it closer. Well, if it were done correctly, then I have no problem with it. If there's no fraud in Georgia, Warnock won. I have no issue with it. I have no issue. There was an exit poll taken, as many came out from the polls yesterday taken by CNN, and the vast majority of Republicans, according to the CNN survey, the vast majority of Republican voters in Georgia say that 2020 presidential election between Trump and Biden was not conducted fairly. Even CNN acknowledges that. So we have this, so we still have this in play. We still have folks disenchanted. And again, a lot of folks were going in to the election in Georgia so disenchanted, and maybe others did not even bother coming in. This word just coming out, CNN reporting that the U.S. Capitol is now in lockdown. We have had numerous crowds, Trump supporters apparently, trying to rush into the halls of Congress. Violation, of course, of protocol, much less security issues. Now, of course, we see the leftists do that all the time. There's never really any pushback or any stop, generally. We'll continue to monitor that for you. But the disenchantment of voters going into Georgia, and even if it kept some of them home, Congressman Chip Roy of Texas made note of understanding how these voters are disenchanted. Again, Congressman Roy.
They saw a president who was standing up for them against the swamp, standing up against big tech, standing up against those who want to have endless wars, standing up against China, standing up for a secure border, standing up against those who think our schools should be teaching our children that America is evil and wrong. That is what the American people were happy about. When I drive across Central Texas, which I'm proud to represent, there are Trump flags everywhere still today. They are everywhere if you drive there. People are in support of the president. Why? Because he's been standing up up for the forgotten American, the American getting rolled over by Wall Street and by a big government in Washington, often in collusion and crony capitalism, running right over them. And it's time that ends. And frankly, we need to stop that.
Well, we did not stop it in Georgia. We did not stop it based on the count that came out of the general election, but many, and that includes about 13 to 17% Democrats believe the general election wasn't fair either. But the Georgia situation, we have stressed repeatedly how important it was that we need to keep both seats, but we certainly need to keep at least one of them. You heard Chip Roy talk about there are still people that are upset with the election the previous one, but they're still going to be Trump supporters. They got their flags out. But CNN analyst Van Jones says, actually, the GOP and Trump himself could be blamed directly for Warnock winning his race.
You also just have a lack of smarts on the part of Republicans at every level. It was not smart for the candidates down there to make their whole campaign be demonizing a black pastor rather than trying to inspire people. That didn't make any sense. It was not smart for McConnell to be Scrooge McDuck right before Christmas, holding back money from people who needed money and trying to, you know, give out pennies when people needed dollars and more. That was not smart. And it was certainly not smart for Donald Trump conduct himself the way that he conducted himself and suppress his own vote by telling people when you vote, the vote is rigged, but go vote anyway.
That last point, Van Jones, may be right on point. Again, that's Van Jones, analyst for CNN. And there was already a concern that a lot of Republicans have heard that. Say, okay, well, I guess if it's going to be stolen anyway, we're not going to go. Wrong idea. And maybe that leads to what we've seen. But there's more in play, obviously. Quentin was able to pull up one of the sound bites of President Trump addressing the crowd earlier before they began the House-Senate joint session on certifying the electoral votes. And Trump addressing this massive crowd in D.C. on what I've already alluded to for you, and that is what you can expect from the left when they get control of, if they get control of the Senate, if Perdue loses, and if they have control of all three branches of the government.
We will not take the name off the Washington Monument. We will cancel culture. You know, they wanted to get rid of the Jefferson Memorial. Either take it down or just put somebody else in there. I don't think that's going to happen. It damn well better not. Although with this administration, if this happens, it could happen. You'll see some really bad things happen. They'll knock out Lincoln, too, by the way. They've been taking his statue down. But then we signed a little law. You hurt our monuments. You hurt our heroes. You go to jail for 10 years, and everything stopped. You notice that? It stopped.
Again, that's a clip of Trump earlier today. The situation at the Capitol apparently is escalating. Now we're told that the Senate is in recess. The Capitol is on full lockdown. Basically, their legislators are being told to shelter in place as crowds are now apparently storming the Capitol. That is not what we should be doing. I understand folks upset, frustrated, and anger, but that is not what we should be doing. We're going to have to monitor that as we move forward. I told you earlier I'd give you some phone numbers. We will open up the lines where normally we don't. If you're in the 314 area, here are two numbers for you. 448-4329. That's 448-4329. Another in the 314 number, region I should say, area code, 881-1695. 881-1695. Those calling from all around, as you can listen to us on our website, KXEN1010AM.com, 800 number for you. 313-5936, 800-313-5936. I'll repeat those again in a moment. But I will tell you this. We're also taking comments. I'm watching our radio page right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. I'm watching for comments. I'll be trying to get some of those as we move forward. This event right now, the way things are unfolding in D.C., this is not what we want, folks. We do not want this kind of actions taking place, whether you are patriot or not. You do not want to do it in this fashion. Now, again, the reports coming out could be slanted, as you can certainly expect, because we do not, in general, trust the media anyway. Which I will tell you right now, there's something else you're going to have to keep in mind. We always refer to it as a mainstream media, MSM. I'm thinking and I'm fearing that going forward, it's going to be the SCM. SCM, state-controlled media, as we see in Russia, China, Hong Kong, I'm sorry, not Hong Kong, North Korea. Hopefully we won't, but that's why your support for this program is critical, and I appreciate it. Take a break, come back, figure out exactly what's happening with the Capitol. And also, Fox News issuing a breaking report. We'll have that when we come back.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
House Speaker Pelosi hands Congresswoman AOC a powerful assignment, granting her a seat on the House Oversight Committee. AOC will be joined by fellow squad members, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and freshman Congresswoman Cori Bush.
That's a report from Fox News as to Nancy Pelosi trying to shore up her support from the far left. House Oversight Committee positions to AOC. And also newly elected Cori Bush from Missouri. And the latest out of the D.C. reporting, we're getting CNN reporting that pro-Trump protesters pushing through barriers to enter the Capitol building. Police pulling back to protect members of Congress, it says. Fox News reports a bomb threat causing a brief Capitol building evacuations. We have phone lines open. I'll repeat the numbers for you, but Jim's been holding for a while. Jim, you're on Larry Connors USA. Go ahead, Jim. Well, that normally happens when we're trying to do a live program. Folks are listening at the wrong place. If he calls back, we'll try to get him at the top of the line. Let me give you the numbers real quick in case you want to get involved with these calls as well. I'll give you a 314 number if you're in that region, 448-4329, 448-4329, and we also have an 800 number, 313-5936, 313-5936. Do we have Jim back? We still don't. Okay. All right, well, we'll go through. So Quentin's got an overload in there today, and I appreciate everything he's doing because there's so many things coming at us. I also want to sometimes just say, duck! All right, we're talking about some of these things also happening in the sense of what we're going to expect from the Democrats moving forward. And again, there are good people inside the Democrat Party. I do not want you to, you should not be demonizing all of them. There are those that are not so sure which way they want to go, and those who also want to protect their political careers. That happens also in the Republican Party. But it doesn't mean we have to be at each other's throats unless you are the mind to tear this country apart and transform it, as Chuck Schumer had indicated, that if we get Georgia, once we get Georgia, then we get America so we can transform it. And I just told you how Nancy Pelosi, as you heard from that Fox News report, already putting on House Oversight Committee, Congresswoman AOC, and also newly elected Congresswoman Cori Bush. And, of course, Pelosi still has not made any move from what we've seen to take Congressman Swalwell from the Intel Committee. Swalwell, of course, still linked to that Chinese spy. And we still don't know all that he might have given her in the process of their romantic tryst. Well, there's a lot of it we don't know at all, but he shouldn't be on that committee, and she has yet to take him off. She's been standing by defending him. And then we have to get into all the details of how they're going to affect your lives. And I'm not just talking about a difference of taxes and budgets and how to spend some money. I'm not even looking. I'm looking at the essentials of this democracy. Back in November, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat, West Virginia, pledged if Democrats do win control of the Senate, he'll block any attempt to pack the Supreme Court or kill the filibuster. I hope he's standing by that because it looks like he's going to have an opportunity to do so. We've got more coming your way. Please, stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
And a fighter come in on a heavy trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What happens tomorrow in Georgia, if we have a democratically controlled Senate, I mean, we're now basically at full-scale hot conflict in this country, whereas right now we're at a cold civil war. We've got a major problem in this country where the American people, the regular people out there that are working every day, hardworking Americans, that are getting trampled by a system that is rigged against them, as you said. That is what is at stake. And if the American people in Georgia don't show up, if Georgians don't show up and ensure that we hold the Senate in Republican hands, then that's what's happening. Two additional votes coming out of the Senate in Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico, and they lock it down for good.
Now, those are the words of Congressman Chip Roy of Texas yesterday in advance of the election being held, as now Warnock will go to the Senate. Perdue still trying to hold on to his seat. I'd mentioned earlier, of course, that we have some protests going on at the Capitol and to the fact that they were having to try to lock down the Capitol. I said, that's not the way we should be doing things. We do not go in and do it like that. Donald Trump Jr. just reacting just moments ago, condemning protesters, saying this is wrong, not who we are. In a tweet, he urged the demonstrators be peaceful. Use your First Amendment rights, but don't start acting like the other side. We have a country to save, and this doesn't help anyone. So he's seconding what I told you earlier, that this is not who we are, this is not who we want to be. We are opening the lines today when normally we don't. We've had some that held and then they went all the way or we lost them. But Vic is in Cahokia. Vic, welcome. You're on Larry Connors USA.
Okay. You mentioned Georgia. First of all, Georgia is just a replay of November 3rd. Election fraud. 3 million mail-in votes. That's one out of three Georgians.
Let me correct something for you. You were right about the number 3 million. They weren't on all mail-in. Those 3 million votes were done in advance of the actual election day. That included some voting in person. No, I agree with you. I agree with you. There's been fraud. There are too many cases of questionable balloting across the nation. Go ahead.
The Secretary of State there said that this runoff, this recent runoff, the one that happened yesterday, which they had one not too many years ago, more than doubled the number. Why? Because we got all these fake, phony mail-in votes. fraud scam press there.
You're not getting an argument from me if you've been listening. I've been pointing out they've been doing that. We're also pointing out that they were coming into the state illegally to put down a rent deposit so they could claim to be a resident just to vote. No, I'm
so
with you.
What are we going to do about it?
Well,
66,000 miners voted. 66,000 miners. That puts him ahead. That's just one group of many there in Georgia. And we got lists like this in Arizona, Utah, several other states. Plus, we got states violating their own constitution, as Mark Levin points out, that should have went to the Supreme Court. And what did they do? Those seven traitors there took an oath to uphold the Constitution. They gave us blood and bullets, Larry. I am not taking a Joe Biden stolen election.
No.
I am not living under Democrat Tommy tyranny, Larry.
I hear what you're saying, but you need to, but if you do not be inciting actions like you're discussing. We have a way
if
to do
that. If they don't make it right today, I'm going to get out the bumper stickers. I'm getting my message out there. The founder's solution.
All right. I got you. I got it. But that's the wrong way to go. Thanks, Vic. Now, again, folks, I'm as angry as you are. And as I said, I began the day as I try every day, but today in particular, give me words of wisdom at this. My greatest word of wisdom right now is we do not do things that way. Yes, I think there's fraud. We got 89 representatives and 13 senators who pledged to object to the electoral votes. They were in the process of doing that. And you know where we stand right now in the electoral votes before they had to cease it because of the threat to the Capitol and those in D.C. trying to rush in? According to this, the numbers aren't clear enough for me, so I can't give them to you. I can't tell what numbers and which states are involved at this point. But it's all been halted at this point because of threats of folks trying to storm the Capitol. That is not the way we should be doing things. You did hear Congressman Roy say we have been in a cold civil war and we're about to get into a hot. Now, that should not be interpreted as actual use of munitions against each other. That's not where we want to go. And yes, we need to do a lot of overhaul, but we also have a problem that Republicans have ignored and not dealt with properly for some time. Let me give you the example. Let me give you the statement. In fact, I'll let him speak for himself. This is a Fox News Nation, Lawrence Jones. He's a host on Fox Nation. This is Lawrence Jones as to when you're looking for issues and problems with this last election and how it was carried out. You don't just look to Democrats. Please listen.
For years, I've been on the ground telling people, warning them about this socialist regime. The fact that it was happening on the college campuses, the fact that it was going to be in mainstream. You had some pundits that go on TV and say America was never going to be a socialist country. Then 4 months later, they tell you that Georgia was the last firewall. Well, now we see that Georgia, the Democrats won Georgia. They got black voters to show up. They've been able to mobilize young people. There's a new day in this country, and many of us have been warning a lot of people in the mainstream media, a lot of the political insiders, that there is a revolution, and these people aren't interested in common ground or anything. They want to take things over, and right now they have the momentum.
They do have the momentum, and he's right. Many of them aren't interested in common ground or appeasement, reaching across the aisle. Watch how they turn on their own. Watch how they turn on the very fact that Dianne Feinstein went over and gave a hug to Lindsey Graham, and they suddenly came unleashed against her, attacking one of their own. AOC and the rest of the squad have done the same. They've called Pelosi racist previously, and now she rewards them by giving them positions on House Oversight Committee. Brian Fallon, former spokesman for Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, he's already celebrating. He said, I've got a wish list. I want to see my party eliminate the filibuster, make D.C. a state, pack the courts. That's what they're going to be doing. That's what they will do. That's just some of what they will do if they have control of the Senate, the House, and Congress. This is not your granddad's GOP, nor your granddad's Democrat Party. We are dealing with folks who want to totally destroy this nation from inside. And that's the big difference. We're going to have our political debates. We're going to have some arguments. We're going to do – that's understandable. And most Democrats I know, certainly the ones I like, they're not for tearing everything up. They want to work within what we have. And there are enough questions about voting in this last time around, absentee ballots. I still insist absentee ballots coming and being spread everywhere, going to addresses that where folks hadn't lived for years or to people who had deceased. I agree with the caller from Cahokia earlier. That just opens up the possibility of fraud. Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter, headed a commission to look at illegal or basically how to improve elections, mainly in third world countries. But out of it came also a finding that the more write-in, I should say mail-in ballots you have, the more likely you're going to have fraud. The numbers again, because we are keeping the lines open. I was trying to balance several things here today. I'll give you a couple again. 314 area, 448-4329. 448-4329. One more, 881-1695. This 314 area, 881-1695. And we do have a toll-free line for those of you listening beyond the borders. That's 800-313-5936. 800-313-5936. We'll try to get some in if we get a chance to get them up and get them screened. Quentin is in overload of, and I do appreciate, again, what he's doing. But we have, at this time, the latest out of the Capitol, again, is that we have the certification being suspended as crowds, mostly there in D.C., to support Trump and say the election was stolen, but now have pushed through or been trying to push through security, pushing their way into the Capitol building, and lawmakers told to shelter in place. This is not what we're about. I'm watching some of this. I see American flags waving in the air as they're pushing against police. These are the very people that should be defending police and standing by them. We should not be doing this. I know you're angry. I know you're upset, but that's not the way we do it. And yes, I have a great fear as to if we actually had the left get control, the true far, far left, then we won't have the country we have now. We still have a constitution. I still want to see us follow it. The problem is the other side, in many cases, doesn't care. And they will do everything they said they would do if they got in. We have told you that. And there's still others, other wish lists that will shake you to your very core. That story when we continue.
USA. Larry Connors, USA.
So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today, before they had to start changing things.
This will be the most important vote I've ever cast.
Well, that's you're hearing it about the same time I am, and that's my fault. I apologize. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell delivering a rebuke of Trump's, as CNN calls it, baseless claims of widespread election fraud. I'm never going to accept that there was not widespread election fraud. Was it enough to change and swing the vote? I don't know, because we haven't examined it. That's the whole issue. No court, no one investigative body has looked at all of these questionable ballots, ballots that were lost in the chain of command. Nobody kept control of them. Ballots that got delivered to people who didn't exist or to addresses where they'd moved long ago. But it is what it is right now. And we need to go through state legislative efforts and force cleanup of ballot rolls in each and every state to start with. That's a beginning point. I was telling you earlier the things that they still want to do, that what they will do if they get their opportunity. They will put everything you see in a blue state and a blue city that they hold up as the best way to run and operate while taxing you additional. They will do that across the nation. We have told you repeatedly about the number of folks moving out of various states and where they're going and why. United Van Lines just released its 44th annual National Migration Study. And it shows that in 2020, Americans continue to move westbound and southbound. By westbound, it does not mean to California necessarily. The top inbound states, South Carolina, Oregon did pick up, that's to the west, South Dakota and Arizona, New York, Illinois, Connecticut, California, all among those having the largest exodus. New York losing, based on this number, 67% of the moves that United Van Lines took care of came out of New York going elsewhere. And yes, there were numerous folks doing the same in Illinois moving out, and New Jersey, and Connecticut, and California, and North Dakota, Ohio, and Maryland. And the concern of many has been, in fact, my brother in Texas just brought it up again earlier today or last night. I forgot when we were communicating that all these folks leaving these blue states because they don't like the way things are going. Now, if they're going to try to come in here and turn a red state blue or even purple, he said, I hope I don't see it in my lifetime. That is why we need to continue to do by the Constitution proper elections and making sure things are properly done and evaluated and validated and authenticated. I, like you, will never accept that this election did not go to Trump because it was all legal. I will never accept this election was fully legal. And that's the issue for a lot of Americans. They're going to have a hard time ever accepting that it was fully proper and legal. Half the country. And yet we hear from them, you guys just need to sit down, shut up, and be good about it. Be good losers like we were. We were never good losers. That's why Hillary continued to bang around and knock around, and they started in all this effort to Russian collusion stories, synopsis, and so forth. All of that additional plots to undermine the president who was duly elected at that point. A coup, short of using military troops. I do think and I do wish that President Trump would at this point say, we fought the fight the best way we can. I still think we got cheated, but this is America and we will move forward. There's a report of tear gas inside the rotunda. Protesters forcing their way into the rotunda, trying to get to various areas of the Capitol, battling, at least pushing against, resisting, Capitol Police and others brought in to help them. Donald Trump Jr. a moment ago tweeted what I'd stated earlier. This is not who we are, not what we should be doing. I certainly don't expect any of these to be looting and burning, but same token, this is still wrong. Your civil, protected liberties of assembly are jeopardized when you start doing this kind of stuff. The same applies to you as it does to those you don't like on the other side. if you want to do something really in particular right now that you can do, pray. Pray that we save this country. And I mean save the country. Not just for a candidate, the country. Short break. Top of the news will bring you up to speed on D.C., and then we'll be back to get into more details of what the left will do if they can.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.